This recording, India 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its part high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. I initially lived in Lucknow, which is in India, then moved on to Hyderabad, again in India, and then back to New Delhi, where I lived for the past 5 years. Studying in the American University, I often come across people mocking about the Indian accent. They often start by saying, what is your name? How are you doing? But which is actually not the typical Indian accent, only because we have different languages and accents. We have a number of languages because of which the accent, the dialect differs. That's why even in English you get to see people who speak in various accents. So maybe this is what it is funny about, but I think Indian accent is different in itself. It is various, it's varied in India itself. You often get to not understand people in India who speak English, but this is the way it is. Indian accent is not just one what I spoke. It is a blend of various other accents, I should say. There's this Indian festival called Holi. And the special thing about this festival is that the festival starts in the morning, and all you have to do in the festival is color the person in front of you. It depends on, Holi is a festival of colors in which we play with colors, we color other people around us, and throughout the morning we just keep either throwing water at people or coloring them. And the best experience I've had is in Cairo, where we got to color each other, and when we started walking on roads, people were terribly astonished as to what happened to these people. I mean, they were expressionless. They didn't know what to say after having looked at us, multicolored faces walking on the streets. And it was really, I mean, it was embarrassing for us. We thought it's a typical Indian custom which people would enjoy outside. But we really got really funny and expressionless faces to see.